This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to Declare Your Independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, but we are relatively concerned. You know, we there's things to be analyzing here. We're very fortunate to have Sparta. She is Royal Canadian Mounted Police that, you know, they've offered, you know, we're so sorry. You can come back now. You can come back. Yeah, what makes you think I want to? We'll talk about that a little bit too. Yeah, here's a woman that's been in law enforcement for almost 2 decades, 19 years or something, and seen it. I mean, you know, 20 years, you see stuff. I mean, you know what's up. And if you take it seriously and you're a person of faith and you take an oath, well, I take that crap seriously. You know, I'm looking to do my job, serve my community, and not be a drone. So you ask questions. And they want to, the Crown says, you got to take this here notion and potion that we're going to make you. And she's like, nah, I think not. Well, as we go through this process, you know, she starts to think about, I have rights, and has exercised them, you know, during her career. Went all the way to the top, kind of, hey, man, I get to have my crucifix in my room. Are you freaking kidding me? So this is, it's always people of faith, the people that answer to a higher authority. That's what you can see why the targeting of God, the targeting of faith, the targeting of you think that you own yourself, or at least you're the steward of this gift of life from God. And that mindset must be under attack. It has to be, because that is the biggest resistance, because the state want you to worship them as God. And when Trudeau says, you got to do this about that, and you go, no, oh, man, there's a crime. You know, that's a capital offense. They lop heads off for that. Well, with the internet and people and the cameras, and everybody's got a video in their camera, video camera. As you started to assert your rights, I would imagine you knew they were there. You're starting to study them a little bit more. You're going, all right, let me read this. I went through that in the late 80s as a young man, 28. I'm going, all right, what's this all? I'm being lied to. There's something else going on. And you read the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, and you just go, okay, I get it. You know, that I think I understand. This is what they're promising. This is the American experiment. This is what their, you know, the deal is that I got with them. And then, of course, if you don't keep up with the deal, they throw you in jail. If they don't, it's Tuesday. You know, they don't care. So as you're asserting your rights, what are they? Where did this charter right thing come from? When did that happen in Canada?
So that happened in the 80s, right? So Senior Trudeau signed into the Charter Rights and Freedoms.
Trudeau's dad.
Yes.
Trudeau's dad did it. The son's like, nah.
Trample on it. Doesn't mean nothing to him. You know, my dad wrote this with the strike of a pen. It only applies to what, you know, how he interprets it. Junior Trudeau, right? So we have yet to have any court of competent jurisdiction in Canada actually uphold this charter right now.
But they have rules on it.
Yes, it's inaccurate.
People have brought it up and said, look, you're violating my rights. And they go,
yes.
Health and safety of the planet, of we get it out, and, you know, we're a commonwealth of the queen and privy council of we rule you and get over it. And it matters not. He is your king. I mean, you know, that kind of attitude.
That kind of attitude, yes. Yeah. So we've had a few tribunals, like, for instance, the biggest one so far is the Canadian Armed Forces one, where somebody was terminated for refusing to take a vaccine. Or the COVID vaccine, I should say, and it was ruled that their charter rights and freedoms were violated, and that, you know, you have the right to your bodily autonomy, right? So
they did support it.
Yes, and it was in a tribunal, like an arbitration through their, you know, the process of the Canadian Armed Forces, but not in a court. So we've yet to see any court rulings. So there's still a lot going on. There's a federal lawsuit.
Aren't you in a case?
Yes, I'm in a, you know, so there's many members that are involved in this federal lawsuit, like a big federal lawsuit. And then there's other ones happening right now as I speak. Like there's filings going to be happening. There's things that have been filed in court. So, you know, when we talk about the union, too, the union never represented these members, right?
We went through that
right. In
Arizona, too.
Like, at the end of the day, you know, even if they tell us it's a small percentage, this is what the union told us, right? There's a small percentage of officers that don't want to take this vaccine. It's like, no, it was the majority. They were coerced. Coercion is a criminal offense. You know, I can't tell somebody, you're going to do this or else, right?
Make them say it!
Right?
Make them make you.
And people, you know, they got this great back pay. Right. So there was a pay increase just recently, just before all this COVID stuff happened. You know, they gave you like a big back pay. Right.
Back pay.
Yeah. So like the union argued from like 2017, whatever.
So not only we want the increase, you want it retroactive.
Retroactive. That's what I meant.
So you got a big bonus.
So everybody got this big bonus.
Of course.
So everyone went out and bought, you know, brand new trucks, big mortgages, houses, whatever,
goodness.
Right? And then, boom, COVID hits. You want to keep this? Well, you got to take this experimental test.
It's like it was on purpose.
I don't know.
What was your bonus? I mean, you get, you know, retro, that's like a chunk of money.
It was. It was a chunk of money.
Well, give me a chunk number. Average people, they got, what, $30,000?
Sure. 30 or more.
Oh, right? My God.
So what are you going to do? Everybody rushed out and bought all this stuff. And then it's like, well, I can't lose this, right? They had pressures from their families, whether their spouse, right? You got three kids at home.
Okay, that went to how many? All the rail mounted, the local provincial, all federal employees? Who was getting this largesse?
So the RCMP, right? Because we actually were one of the lowest paying, because we hadn't had a pay increase in a long time. So the union did challenge this and say, well, we want it at par with some of this municipal forces. The municipal forces actually had a significant better salary than the RCMP. So now we're at par with all the other.
Yeah, but this retroactive thing, that's amazing. That's a chunk. That's like bribery. It's like,
yeah. So it was before COVID, right? Everybody got comfortable.
But you got used to it.
Yes, you got used to it, and that's the sad thing. And so when we decided to form these support groups, I'm going to call them support groups, right? Police for Freedom, Mounties for Freedom. Members were really hurting, right? The public was hurting, but also our own. You know, you say back the blue, right? I got your six. We're supposed to have each other's six, no matter what happens. I'll take a bullet for my partner. Like, literally, I will take a bullet for my partner.
Yeah, but
right?
You wouldn't take a vaccine shot, you wimp. You're not doing it right.
Yeah, well, they, you know, where were they backing the blue for their colleagues that decided they weren't going to take this, right? To exercise their right to bodily autonomy.
Okay, right? Let's talk about that. Was there any support from the people that complied? I mean, were they happy that you were doing this, or you just made them feel bad and they, you know, excommunicated you from the Christmas list? I mean, how was the response?
Yeah, in my personal situation, because I don't know everybody else's situation, but I was basically shunned from society. Like, my colleagues drove right past me and never even said hi to me. I had one girl that was really in my office, right? She was fairly new, recruit, didn't want to take this. I tried to reach out to her. She didn't even respond. And then the guy that, another Christian fellow that chose not to take the vaccine as well, he said, she doesn't want a part. Don't contact her. She doesn't want to be guilty by association because you've been speaking out. You've been questioning the narrative. And everybody was like, hush, hush, right? We're not going to say anything. Just do your job. Comply with the orders. You don't want to lose this job. And everybody, even my family, are you crazy? Just go take the shot. You're going to lose your job. And I said, no.
Okay, we're going to start in the next segment, all the whys. Why were you like this? Why are you set yourself apart from everybody else? Why did you not comply? You know, why? Why? What happened? What kind of person were you? What, you growing up, you know, was a grandma said something at 8 years old of whatever? We're going to find out. But the response, of course, was, no, I'm not. I'm really not. They're going, yeah, but if you don't, we're going to, yeah, I know. No, we really, really are, and I really, really know. And then, you know, what happened? So how did the end come? You know, what was it that they go, look, it's, I'm standing here with a syringe. You're either going out the door and, you know, kicking the butt as you go, or you're taking the shot. How did that happen? What was the final decision? How did that come about?
So the Treasury Board basically, so the federal government made the mandates, right, for all federal employees,
and
right?
And this was
so
in the summer or end of 21. Okay.
So then they said by November you have to take the shot. Where you lose
tick,
your pay,
tick, 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 tick,
right?
Tick, tick, tick. It's November, then what?
So November. So the people that chose not to take the vaccine were put on leave without pay. So leave without pay, it's called LWOP, right? Leave without pay. There's no such thing as the employer asking you to go on LWOP. LWOP is something you request. There's nothing in our contract that would say the employer has the right to put you on administrative leave for what reason, right? So you can request an LWOP, but it's not the other way around. But they made stuff up as we went, right?
No.
We're putting everybody on administrative leave, so you're not going to get paid. So people did not have pay for 9 months. No pay, $0 coming in. So people sold their houses, whatever. People got other jobs. You weren't even supposed to even get another job because you're technically still employed by the RCMP, right? So this is where it gets really messed up. You can't collect employment insurance, it's called, EI, where you've paid into. Your paycheck, right, as a police officer, there's a percentage of the taxes that goes to the employment insurance. So you're entitled to that because you work for it.
In America, call unemployment insurance or whatever.
So people try to collect employment insurance, and the federal government had also implemented that, no, you cannot get EI. If you lose your pay, and EI is not a lot of money, right? It's like this basic, I think it's...
They're just starving you out.
Yeah.
Now, once you had done that, if you would have agreed to take the vaccine, would you have been reinstated?
Yes.
That was the deal.
Yep, you'd be reinstated. And there was... The thing is, it wasn't across the board. So you had some small offices, let's say northern, you know, Northwest Territories or something, or... They got two officers, and if one person decided they weren't going to take the vaccine, well, they can't lose 50% of their staff. Or if, let's say, both of them said they weren't going to. So we heard there's people working. So it wasn't like this everywhere. Some people, were given exemptions, right? Or, we can't lose these members because that's all we have. But in the bigger centers...
At the discretion of the crowd...
And then religious exemptions were denied. And we asked, well, what's the criteria for religious exemption? Right? We know that these vaccines have aborted fetal cell lines in them, right? We know HEK. Like, it's not a conspiracy. You can look this up. You can look it up on...
Yeah, no, that's common,
right?
Knowledge,
so,
here in the U.S.
And I'm not saying they're aborting a baby today to make this vaccine. It's from the 60s. It's a cell line that they keep reproducing. I'm not sure. I'm not a scientist. But some people said, well, I can't take this vaccine because it's against my religion, because it has aborted fetal cell lines in it, right?
But if we didn't have that one, then you would, right? You know, we went through that.
Yeah, so they created this other one. That there was another one, apparently, that was like the organic... Like, they called it organic, and it was vegan. It was vegan, right? So we've got to appeal to all.
We got a vegan vaccine.
Yeah, vegan vaccine. So regardless, if you say you don't want to take something, no one can force you, right? That's your fundamental right. Like you're free.
You know, this
free,
is something that we got from them. Trudeau now will come out and say, we never forced you. We didn't put a boot on the back of your neck and a guy in camo forced notions and potions from the crown in your flesh. You know, we didn't do that. So we didn't force you. So you don't get to have any. This, when it came up, we knew this kind of thing would happen. It started in France, and then it, we've had cases here in America. Because it was an experimental drug and you weren't forced, you don't get your insurance death benefits. You know, you did, you know, in violation of stroke dash, didn't you totally read your total agreement, you know? And boom, you don't get any death benefits because this thing killed you. And damn. You know, so you don't want to say that the vaccine killed you. You don't get death benefit. No, I died from a hangnail infection. I mean, you know, this is, it's so crazy, and it just keeps coming out as crazier and crazier. Did you ever have anybody in the police force that would go, I wish I didn't take it. You were right. You know, I'm so sorry. They're all want to, you know, be your friend now.
There's more and more people that are, yeah, that regret, right? Regret taking this, and they wish they had taken a stand. We do have some vaccine injured police officers now. You know, some people with myocarditis and some heart issues, blood clots. Some completely deny that it's from the vaccine. Like, they're just still not saying. Like, this is police officers, critical thinkers, investigators, right? We are investigators. Connect the dots, but they don't want even, because it's hard to say, oh, I was duped, right? It's an ego thing, right? And I get it. I feel really bad for my colleagues because even though we tried to warn them, some people really believed that this was the answer to the end the pandemic, right? They were like, okay, I just want to end this. I'm just going to take it. I'm just going to comply because I can't listen to this this BS anymore, right? I'm done. I'm just going to comply. I want the pandemic over. Trudeau, he says he didn't force anybody today. But what did he say? You know, small fringe minority group with unacceptable views coming to Ottawa when the truckers.
Right.
But, you know, I tell my colleagues every day, I'm like, it should have not been the truckers. It should have been the police. We could have ended this right away. If the police service, all police officers walked out of the job and said, we're not going to, you know, we're not bound to tyranny. We're not going to bash Canadian citizens' heads in because they're not complying to this, these unconstitutional mandates. No. If we all said no, it would have collapsed. There would be no way they could have enforced any of this.
How did they enforce it? You know, I mean, of course they got the mounted police to enforce it, but they had to know that they were going to. We give them, you know, a big pay raise. We give them some retroactive pay raise for years of chunk of go buy your F-350, okay? We threaten them with death, dying, and destruction. And if that doesn't work, we threaten their job. So you got to think that what they learned from all this metadata with social media and they got control of the media and the broadcasting of fear and damnation if you don't and you hate grandma. Do you think that they knew they were going to get the compliance that they did, or they waited, or did they get more resistance than they thought they would? When the trucker convoy started, did that surprise them? Were they like, whoa, man, we didn't anticipate that?
They were totally surprised, and they were not equipped and prepared to deal with it wasn't just truckers, this freedom movement, right? Mm-hmm. If anyone decided to become violent, which they never did, there would be no way the police could have, they'd have to bring the military in. There's no way they could have handled the situation, and everybody was peaceful. Everybody was, you know, there was like the biggest display of love and unity this country has ever seen. Like, I've never seen anything like that. And I wasn't in Ottawa personally, but I have colleagues, other Mounties, other police officers that went down there, and they were in the convoy. They said that it was the most amazing thing. Homeless people were fed daily. They were given a purpose. They were coming and helping out at the, you know, the amount of food, free food that was given there. There was, like, the Sikh community there as well. There was, you know, Christian groups. There was Muslim people. Like, it wasn't just white Christians, you know, the media wants to say these white supremacists, Nazis, right?
Well, they went after everything. We got the license plate of that truck, what company of whatever, and they did donations and crowdsource funding, and it's not yours anymore, it's ours now, and, you know, blah, blah. I mean, they pulled out all the arrows in their quiver. And was there a surprise at how extensive they were? I mean, did this educate the resistance on that, well, gosh darn it, they're so powerful, we're not, or wow, they went there as the resistance solidified into more, you know, resistance, or what do you think?
I think it really, it has woken people up, right? Like, for people now to see the draconian measures implied by the Canadian government, right, seizing your bank account, seizing a single mom's bank account. She can't even buy formula or diapers because she donated to a trucker convoy that she, you know, believed in freedom.
That was the message they wanted to send, was it not?
Oh, boy. And the banks complied. And so,
and that's, like, the message they wanted to send, was it not?
Yeah. So it's the emergency use authorized, or sorry, not the emergency, the Emergency Act, the Emergency War Measures Act was what it was previously called. Right. That's what Trudeau invoked on peaceful, loving Canadian citizens.
I got these war powers. We're at war with the virus. And gosh darn it, here we go.
Yeah, because it's,
'cause I can,
you know, yeah, it's for the greater good of society. Like, in his mind, or, you know, his approach to this was, we're cracking down. You have the right to protest, but as long as those protests don't demand change, well, then what's the protest? Right.
This is what he says. Middle of all this, wasn't there a vote of no confidence, you know, brought up, or there was some voter part, they could have voted out Trudeau or did something, and they didn't.
They didn't.
Okay, well, we're going to find out what that is when we come back in just a little bit. You can see we're learning something. I still got to get to the whys. We're going to get to the whys. But when we come back, we'll get to the Trudeau actions and the impact it had on the Canadian people, because we've done a lot of interviews and talked to people that we know in Canada and, you know, economic guys and activists and so on. And it's just, it's hard to get a bead on how it changed society there, how it bifurcated, you know, who's on what side. Because that which can't continue, and this kind of crap just can't, you know, it won't. But is it going to get really messy first before it gets better? Are we past the mess? Are we doing, I don't know, Sparta's not having it, so we're going to find out. You stay right there, we'll be right back with Sparta. More Canadian Police for Freedom in just a little bit.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News update. The White House says President Biden was never in business with his son Hunter.
I've been asked this question a million times. The answer is not going to change. The answer remains the same.
That's what Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters Monday. Her statement was in response to allegations claiming a Ukrainian energy executive paid millions in bribes to Biden and his son during the president's time in the Obama administration. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley released a document last week which details an FBI source's conversations with Ukrainian energy executives. The allegations have been at the center of House Republicans' investigation. The IRS is ending surprise visits to taxpayers. The agency says it's looking to enhance safety measures and help ease confusion among taxpayers. Revenue officers typically visit homes and businesses to collect unpaid taxes, according to the IRS, but now it'll be scheduled. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on Free Talk Live Network. We're talking to Royal Canadian Mounted Policewoman Sparta. And I'm sure there weren't enough of you that said no that they don't know who you are if they really wanna. So FYI, you're surveilled. I don't know what you can or can't say, but it's not going to be a secret. I'm wondering, the trucker convoy, the resistance that, however large it is, but they're taking it all the way to the court. You know, make them say it. You know, what are they going to say? Don't care. Make them say it. Whatever they just make them say it. You know, I need to know where, you know, what they support and what they don't. And you're going through that process. Trudeau definitely outed this list of people that are the non-compliers. Are they going to be targeted? Your social credit score, you got a zero. You're in the minus category. I mean, is there repercussions that have yet to be realized? Or are they starting to come back? Because they made an offer for you to come back. They'll tell us about that.
Yes. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball of, you know, what's going to happen in Canada. But I do know that more and more people are waking up. And, you know, we have colleagues and you know, people telling us that if there's another round of this, that they're not going to comply. So I don't know. I really don't know what would happen. We have to continue to encourage people. We have to continue to be the voice for those people who don't have the courage to speak out. And, you know, what do we tell little kids, right, from elementary school, kindergarten? There's a bully. We stand up against the bully, right? So I see...
They're not bullies, they're big brother.
Yeah.
Bigger brother.
Right? We tell people they have to stand against the bully, right? So, you know, it starts with one person standing against the bully, and then it becomes, you know, more and more people stand against that bully.
Yeah, it's always the person on the tip of the spear, the Spartan, you know, thrusting.
Yeah, and so my upbringing, when I originally said my family, I'm not saying the majority of my family thinks like me, but I have a few family members that were like, what do you, you know, they live back east or whatever. They may be indoctrinated by the whole CBC or whatever, the extreme leftist agenda, I don't know. But they were like, I can't believe that you're not taking this, you know, it's your duty, your first responder. You really should be taking this, right?
I can tell you what it is. I don't even know him, never met him. I can tell you exactly what it was. To the degree that they spend time on Facebook. It is like a direct correlation. They got the rhetoric down. You're killing grandma. You're not part of the, you're not a humanitarian. You're not, you have no compassion. You selfish, you know, blah, 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 blah. To the degree that they make these arguments and get fervent in it, it's like in 1984, the movie, and they're yelling at the screen. Ah, they're doing their hate thing. It's like the NPC, they're non, you know, player characters. I mean, you know, it's just, they're just repeating what they've been exposed to and indoctrinated with. So I asked you this question. Those people, those family members going on, did they spend a lot of time on social media, did they?
I believe so. I would think that that's a fair statement. So, you know, they're just, like, I go back to my ancestral roots or whatever, right? So when I say Sparta, I'm from a Greek Mediterranean background, right? So my parents...
Well, you just give out your name. I mean, I'm telling
Sparta.
You keep doing it. So
yeah, so that's the thing. Like, you know, we're very proud of the Spartans, right? Spartans are known all over the world. Like,
they
did it, yes, they didn't comply, right? Molon lave, molon lave. That's, you know, the Persian Empire said, give me your arms, right? Surrender your arms.
Come and take them.
Exactly.
If you can.
Luckily, my kids think like this, especially my younger one.
You know, how many children do you have?
I got two boys. They're adults, like, you know, 27 and 23.
Okay, so if I was to ask them why, it's because you're their mom, that's why, you know. But what was the upbringing, the influence on you to even be this way? See, that's because think of it. Out of 100, there's you and one other guy. So there's a secret sauce there somewhere. There's something that they don't want replicated, not in the school system, not in the media, not in the broadcast media, not in alternative media, not big tech, not. So this why, whatever it is we're going to find out, is what they're trying to cull from society. They need compliance. They need citizens. They need subjects. They need serfs. They need robots. Clones, automatons, whatever it is that the educational system was, you know, the Prussian system. I mean, it was set for that, is to make good soldiers for the military, good workers for corporations, good miners for the mining. Good. You do what you're told, and here we teach you to read, so you can read instructions that come from the king. I mean, literally, that's what it was for, okay? So now we have the result of decades of this Marxist, socialist, whatever, collectivist, you know, could it be statenist? I mean, you know, this is what I'm looking at. And then I see someone, and I highlight a lot of people like you. That's why I wanted to talk to you, because I'm going, okay, what's the why? Why are you like this? Where did that come from?
It's probably my faith in Christ. And you know, I see that a very common denominator out there. And I'm not saying that, you know, other faiths, just, if you have faith in whatever that faith is.
Higher authority.
Yeah. You seem to be, you know, more of a, you know, combine that with critical thinking skills. Because seriously, like, the whole thing didn't make sense. And, you know, at first I could say, yeah, oh, novel virus, we don't know what this is. Let's pause for a second. Sure. I even give the benefit of the doubt to the government and say, okay, sure. You know, now we know more information, whether it was planned, I don't know. I don't have proof. You know, I know how.
The planet went on a 2-week vacation, and then they go, all right, you had your 2 weeks, you lying sacks of snot.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Yeah.
And of course, we're very questioning from the beginning. We saw this coming, ahead of time.
Years, yeah.
Everybody's going to give you a chance. We'll just see what's up. I'm busy anyway.
So there's a thing in policing, we always talk about, in training, our spidey sense, right? Your gut instinct. Mm-hmm. So something just wasn't right for me, right? Something, whether it was brought on, it's a higher power that invoked this in me, whatever it is, there was something not right in my gut. It's, instinctively. And so I tell this to my fellow, family of the blue. I said, instinctively, did you not know something was not right here? It's not making sense, right? You wear a mask, you don't wear a mask. You wear one when you're going into the restaurant, but when you sit down, you have to take it off. The other thing, we're trained in hazmat, right? Or hazardous materials, right? So we have this training as police officers. It's like, if this is a deadly pathogen and it's on a mask, a piece of cloth, and we're constantly touching it, turning, putting it on and off, and we're disposing it where? In a garbage. This should have been
incinerated.
Exactly. Right? So that kind of stuff started to not make sense. So people knew, but it was like they were attacked in the way of not being able to provide for their families, and that was it goes to show that we're.
What do you think the power was to get more compliance? Was it the not being able to go to a concert or a restaurant or food or school, or was it more financial? Hey, man, I'll get my check if I whatever or keep my job or. So did they? Did they consciously just, all right, I'm just, wait till it blows over, and they're just trying to go along, get along, that Canadian polite, compliant kind of thing going on? Or were they just convinced, they just believed? I believe the white lab coat and the shiny badge and the little initials after their name and the stethoscope around their neck and, the fine hat and the gun. I mean, is it they delegated their thinking to somebody else? Or they believed, or they're just trying to go along, get along.
I think it's a combination of all of the above, right?
Yeah, like you're counting on them.
You have people that really believe, I've had numerous vaccines in the past. What's another one? What's another one to add to the repertoire of 500 vaccines that we take these days?
Did you take other vaccines? Are you vaccinated up on everything else complete?
Yes. So as a child, I had vaccines. I've had hepatitis A, B, my last tetanus one. But, I was never, people call me an anti-vaxxer, right? And I'm not. I'm a pro-choice. I'm pro-choice. But the thing is, right now, I could probably say that I'm an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of getting there.
Could blame the government for that. You could blame the government for the hesitancy. Even if a great vaccine was to come on market, I do not trust it anymore because of the lies that we've been told, right?
Yeah, what we did is immediately, because we've been talking to a lot of people, we did chaga mushroom because it's antiviral. We really loaded up on, vitamin C's and D's and kind of did whatever. And there was some other selenium, whatever the heck.
Selenium, quercetin,
yeah,
NAC.
My goodness, ivermectin, at the feed store for horses. And they go, 1,200-pound horse you do? I go, let's see. So I only need half of that. No.
Yeah, so the ivermectin. So I had COVID, and that was the other thing. I tried to, tell work, I have natural immunity. I had COVID. I participated in a study with Dr. Stephen Pellick, which is he's on the Senate of the University of British Columbia, right? This is a professor. He teaches faculty of medicine to medicine students or whatever. This guy and has his own lab. So he approached Bonnie Henry and said, hey, okay, we've reached herd immunity. We don't need to do lockdowns anymore. We have herd immunity. And he did the study and tried to present it to the health authorities in British Columbia, and they refused to even acknowledge it, right?
Not the narrative they wanted.
That's right. So where did natural immunity go, right? It's the only disease that we basically say, come on, natural immunity doesn't count.
Well, they had, well, heck, they even have Fauci going on saying natural immunity is best. It doesn't matter. I mean, at what point do you realize this is just all BS?
It is, yeah. And I just want to take us back to the disintegration of the thin blue line, right? That's what I keep. This is why.
And how was it disintegrated? In what way? What do you mean? The disintegration resulted in what?
So the thin blue line is, you know, the cohesion that keeps this blue family together, right? It's
a gang with a blue flag.
I don't know, this bond we have, right? Because we train, you know, for death, grievous bodily harm situations. Like, I mean, we got each other's backs, man. Like, you got your six. And then it was like no longer that. It was like blue on blue, right? Your colleague saying, I'm not going to work with her or him because they're unvaccinated. They're the contagion. I mean, the one guy in my office was literally labeled the contagion. People went up to him, other officers, and told him, you are dirty because you have immunity, but you got it the dirty way instead of the vaccinated way.
Dirty.
So they called him, you know,
God,
it was basically like, you know, like something out of the Nazi era, right? Oh, you dirty Jew, right? Like that's kind of like, I just couldn't
believe
it. Yeah,
the mask was kind of like the Star David thing in reverse. It was like, you know, if you don't have a mask on, you're not, I don't know, compliant enough, woke enough, tolerable enough. And then did you guys have vaccine COVID checkout forms on your phone, kind of, I'm allowed to something? Was there some kind of tracking thing that you guys eventually got to?
So, a weird thing, like, you get, like, this notification that a vaccine is ready for you. Like, we were getting things in the mail from the health authority. Like, who's paying for this, right? Who's paying for this? Taxpayers, right? I didn't say that that's okay to have. So all this propaganda and publications, oh, get your vaccine. So there's a vaccine ready for you. Like, I was getting text messages from Interior Health. Right, like, hey, there's a vaccine with your name on it, ready.
I'm not sure I want my name on it. That was another thing. You find all these different batches going to different areas had different. I mean, it was a thing. We were being experimented. There was a bigger agenda of something going on. You guys play that. Let me know how it works out. You know, I'm not. So this has been, as you've gone through this process, what's your opinion of government in general, you know, not just Canadian government or the UK or the United States or Mexico or whatever. I'm just, what is your opinion? It seems like, well, what's your opinion? You know, comment on that before I say anything.
My opinion on government?
Like, yeah, what? I mean, you know, here they are to save the day or not. Who runs the government? Who's in control of it? The people get a say? Is it they, them, those won't leave me alone?
Well,
what is it?
I believe God's in control, right? So
no, you're definitely not allowed to say that.
Yeah, well, I'll keep saying it till the day I die because that's, you know, that's what I believe, that God is the supreme, authority over.
Well, is that their opposition? Is that what they're up against? Is it because I give you an example. Mickey Willis, when he did Plandemic, and we had him on, and he had gone through a lot of this. He's atheist, freaking liberal, progressive, Hollywood, you know, exposure neighbor type, and he went down this road of like, I don't think it means what you think it means, you know. So he did Plandemic with Dr. Judy Mikovits, and then he did, Dr. Martin, and then he had the third one, which was kind of a, you know, montage of a bunch of different things that went on. And I remember one of the things he said, he goes, you know, it was people of faith. I found that the only people that resisted, they were Christians, you know, whatever faith, you know, but it was definitely a thing of faith. And, you know, being in this country, there's probably a lot of Christians, but, you know, the Christian church, they were all Zeke High on compliance of, and you gotta, and so on. And I interviewed one of the pastors. This has been a big thing that before the European Parliament, the pastor that kept getting arrested, the guy that was from Poland, I think, his son gave a presentation just a few days ago, not till last week, to the European Parliament, going, what the crap, my dad, yada, 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 and they're going after the clergy and doing in the videos, of course, of him just saying no. And they need to make an example out of that. Are there any officers that got the same kind of an example? I mean, that was pretty high profile.
That's right. So there are a few officers that got, one person got docked pay, right, because he donated to the convoy. Donated, you know.
Not allowed.
A lot of officers resigned because they wanted to speak freely. So my colleague Danny Bulford, hero, love the guy. Like, he was on the, you know, emergency response team. So for the Liberal government, for Trudeau, right? Basically a sniper. And resigned.
Who's left? Who are the people that are left? So do they feel remorse? Or they feel guilty? They regret? Or they're like, yeah, I'm climbing up the ladder, Sieg Heil. Watch how loud I click my heels.
I think they regret. But the you know, like Danny Bulford would say, the line in the sand, right? Where you draw the line in the sand is different for everybody, right? So what are you willing to comply with? Well, we're not upholding our oath as police officers when we're, you know, cracking down on the people. Right. This is not, nowhere did I sign up for this. I did not sign up to crack skulls or whatever, take grandma down because she's not wearing a mask. Right. And so that was my approach. I wanted to tell you at the beginning. So when the mask mandates first had come into effect, you know, they told us, use your discretion, use your tactical communication skills, your you know, police presence to de-escalate, because that's our goal, is to de-escalate. We don't want to put hands on people, right? You can get hurt, they can get hurt, liabilities, whatever, a lot of paperwork, right? You try not to put hands on people if you don't have to.
Especially,
right,
that paperwork thing, you know?
Paperwork kills you.
That
death by a million paper cuts, right? I hate paperwork. Nobody told me the reality of policing was paperwork. But anyways, you know, so I had a few calls of people that didn't want to wear masks. You know, businesses are saying you got to wear a mask. This person's going in, right? They try to use the analogy no shirt, no shoes, no service kind of thing. It's the same thing with the mask, right? And I'm like, okay. So I just took people aside, and I remember this one guy saying, I agree with you, man. Like, do you want to go to this business that is enforcing tyranny on you? Don't give them your money. It's pretty simple. Ban them. Go to somebody that doesn't enforce tyranny.
Yeah.
And so I used there was very few, but those are the ones that, you know, like through the whole freedom movement now, there's like more and more businesses, right?
And they lasted. They survived. That was one thing we did a lot of places around the country. We always patronized the ones that didn't require. And then made a big deal that they didn't, and everybody come over here, you know, that kind of thing. The ones that shut down and complied, most of them went out of business, and I think that was kind of the point. They wanted to get rid of the entrepreneur, you know, the self-thinking, privately owned, not a chain restaurant, the local gym, the retailer that sold bits and bobbles out of there, whatever the heck. And those all went away, but the big complying, you know, the Applebee's, you know, kind of thing. And even those, you know, if we went in, a lot of times they go, nah, we don't care, you know, cool. And we'd do it just for them to kick us out, so we'd just leave. You know, wife and I, we'd stop and go. We'd go in there, and they'd let us. We'd go, damn it, I guess we've got to eat here, you know. So this has been, and one time in Texas, there was a Mexican restaurant we went to. So we just turned around, walked out. They chased us in the parking lot and brought us back. You know, wait, you know, no, it's okay, it's cool. You know, you can come back. We need your money. So this is a really good way. It's called wallet voting. I mean, you know, it's I got walletvoting.com a long time ago. I can see this is where this was going. So I'm with you there to go ahead and support the ones that have been willing to buck the system. But as an officer, which one of those got targeted You know, was there an effort to, oh, that pastor needs to come down, that restaurant needs to go away, that, were you guys asked to, you know, show up and explain it to them?
So I know of, I didn't partake in any of the stuff, so I don't know. I wasn't working at the time when the whole crackdown happened, right? So I don't really know. But for businesses in the community that I resided in, they were like consulting with me, like, hey, what do we do here? How do we approach these officers, right? And I'm giving them tips. I'm like, you know, I'm not legal counsel. I'm not giving you legal advice, but common sense, right? Just these are unconstitutional mandates. Just keep fighting them, right? These tickets are going to all be thrown out. Most of them have been thrown out anyways. Now, there are people that challenge these tickets. There's no way that the system could even entertain. Exactly. So there was one business in particular, like, you know, they did try to make an example of her. So the ones that really stood out and were very vocal from the beginning, it seems like, okay, well, we need to set a precedent, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to tackle these people before they become a problem and encourage others to do the same. But if everybody, like this, I keep saying this, like with policing, everything, if everyone opened their business, what are they going to do? They're going to make an example out of a few. But you got to keep going, right?
That has been, I was surprised. I was not really surprised that some people would get so adamant. It just shows how regulated, licensed, and ingrained we are into a system that's not there to support us. Under the idea that you delegate your thinking to somebody else that's going to tell you what to do, and then here it comes, World Health Organization. United Nations, the WHO, has, you know, signed a treaty in, and we're going to tell you when you're going to shut down. We're the ones. It's going to be a collective response worldwide, because I'm like, at some point, there's going to be none your business. I know. And I'm wondering, when we come back, we'll talk about Canada. Are they going to, is there a resistance that's overlapping with the U.S. and the rest of the world? Is the planet in a resistant mode? I mean, you know, are we starting to realize it's they, them, those against us? You know, they're after us. Well, who's us? What are they after? Why? What was the motivation for this? Does the government really care about my health? Do they? Are you finding that out? We're going to find out more with Sparta when we come back on Declare Your Independence in just a little bit.
William Wallace, you stand in taint of high treason.
Against whom?
Against your king. Have you anything to say?
Never in my whole life did I swear allegiance to him.
It matters not. He is your king. Confess and you may receive a quick death. Deny and you must be purified.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.